Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings at Kaplansky.com.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The final farewell, at least for now, from this president and his choice of walk-off songs, if you will, YMCA.
By the way, I was 43 years old when I discovered it was Young Man and not Yummy. Swear to God.
Thought it was Yummy?
It was Yummy. I was like, why would they say that? That's so weird. And then last week I was like, wait a minute, it's Young Man.
Am I missing something? Why would you choose YMCA as your walk-off?
Well, he likes to dance. The guy, have you ever seen the man dance? Good dancer.
Like this, Ken.
No.
He's like this, yeah.
That is a gift in the making right there.
Good dancer.
Turning the key.
I think I just hurt myself.
So it's YMCA, right?
Wiggy Kids Bow.
I got it.
Good job, buddy.
He's off to Palm Beach.
Yep.
And Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what the future will bring for this president?
Divorce. That's what the future's going to bring for this president.
I don't think it is. I don't think.
You do a hold on. What? You really think that Melania's going to stay with him?
Why wouldn't she? She's been in it for quite some time.
Do you remember what she did 4 years ago today?
No.
She held out for a post-nup that they signed and sealed the morning, I believe, of his inauguration. I am certain that expires sometime soon.
She's out.
Where she
Pitty patter.
You think that she's going to divorce him?
Yes. I think there will be a cooling off period. They will, I think you'll see, it'll be at least 6 to 8 months before you hear anything about it, because I think she'll take careful time to plan. They'll do I think they'll keep up appearances after this for a little bit, but I'd be shocked if she was down in, if she and Barron were at Mar-a-Lago with him.
Oh. Maybe it could be like the new version of The Odd Couple, and Mike Lindell can move in down there at Mar-a-Lago.
I don't think she divorces him, though. Weren't they together a long time before he even became president?
Yeah.
So if she was going to
but you get to a point. Sometimes you just get to a point, and you're like, you know what? I'm good.
I mean, he's always looked like the way he looked so clearly, and she hasn't gotten disgusted with that look, right? So she's probably riding this thing out. I mean, they're probably not even sleeping in the same bed together.
They're not even sleeping in the same house, guy.
Right. So there you go. Why get divorced, you know?
Yeah, she could just live in New York or something like that. If she
probably will.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Marcus and Jamal can come visit, you know, twice a week.
That's a visual.
I mean, it's probably what's happening. Danielle, let's not act like it's not happening.
Are you contractually required to mention Marcus and Jamal five times every show?
Just, you know, some people I know.
I have to fake laugh ten times a show. He says damn 15 and mentions Marcus and Jamal at least three times a week.
Part of my language.
Text for Danielle.
Yes,
I was 40 when I realized it wasn't, I guess it rains in Africa. I guess it rains.
Oh yeah,
down
I bless the
Africa.
Rains.
Oh, is that what it is?
We're blessing the rains, Wiggy. We're
I thought it. It never rained in Southern California.
That was a good song. Danielle, you've triggered some Trump people.
Why?
With comments.
Why?
Well, this
because I think they're going to get divorced.
508 texter says, coming from a female who could never get a husband or a child. That's not very nice.
Yeah, you're a douche, first of all. You don't know what I've been through, so F yourself. That's nothing to do with him. I think this relationship has expired. I think she's over it. She acted very cool toward him in a lot of very public situations over the years. You know, the hand slapping, stuff like that. I think she rode this out. They probably had some kind of deal, just like Giselle and Tom did. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you're president now. I'll stick with you through this. There's going to be a payout. Like Curtis just mentioned, the postnup. We'll give it a little time to cool off after you leave office, whenever that is. And then I'm out of here.
So were they planning, were they headed to a divorce before he even ran
that? Here's the full story. There was a lot of allegations and salacious details that came up during.
They were very salacious.
During the run for the presidency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he won, she began his presidential life living in New York with Barron.
Yep.
She renegotiated her prenuptial agreement and got guarantees financially for herself and that Barron would be treated equally with the other children when it came to the family inheritance.
Okay. Melania's here someplace. Where is our first lady? Where is she? Where's Melania? Hello, darling.
Well, that sounds like to me like a couple that's just in it for the love.
All right, I can see that. So the presidency is what caused the divorce because all the dirt that came up on him. So maybe, yeah.
I don't know if that's what would have caused it.
Well, all the stuff that come out, it came out when, you know, he was running for president. Because you know how it is. When people run for president, people are going through your trash. Next thing you know, all this stuff comes out. Here comes, you know, four girls that worked at IHOP saying, you know what, he slapped me on the rear end when he, you know, went to get a crepe or something. And so she probably was like, damn, this was the behavior you had.
How would you find out about that in a trash can?
No, I'm saying that's probably what happened. It comes out when you're running for president, right? When you kind of get to that next level.
Hold on. This guy's wife thought it was Dunder Chief, not Dunder Cheap, the AC/DC song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
Dunder
AKA Dwight
Chief.
Schrute. Dunder
Imagine
Chief.
Imagine somebody screaming loudly at that party in North Andover. Dunder Chief.
Oh, goodness.
I love Danielle, but I disagree. They seem like they're very happy and they'll stay together. So.
I know. People never put on appearances for public show. That never happens. Hello, the Clintons haven't stayed together forever.
Yeah, why do you think the Clintons stayed together?
Oh,
political game.
Political reasons. Yeah. And appearance.
Read up.
Come on.
You don't think it's
but real? Her emails.
You don't think that was real love, Curtis?
Negative.
Oh.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right. Well, we learned earlier on the show, I didn't realize this, the former president is not allowed to work. So if you're a former president, you are not allowed to go and get a job.
See, that's going to be the most interesting thing with Donald Trump, unlike any other president we've seen in the past, just because of, you know, this like polarizing personality he has. What does he do next? When's the sit down with Oprah or I don't know who it would be? Who the, you know,
it would be OAN. It'll be Chanel Rayon.
Yep. Yes.
She is flying there now to get the exclusive.
Like, when's that, you know, when is that happening? And where does he go from here?
Does he do something, Wiggy, do you think, or Greg or Danielle, Ken, at noon today to distract from the actual inauguration? He can't go on Twitter.
Yep.
He releases all of the classified data. All of the, he informs the world about aliens and how many times they have been here. That is his farewell.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, he can't come back. He can't come back today. He just said, have a good life. What's
have a good life.
Say at noon.
See you later.
Peace. And you know, it seems like you know he loves the spotlight, right? We knew that before he ran for president with the show The Apprentice. And, he had all those, he had the, what was it? Was it Miss America that he did or one of them shows?
Yeah, he owned the pageant.
Was it Miss USA?
Was it Miss USA?
I don't remember.
But it seems like he loves the spotlight, right? So where do you go after this if you're Donald Trump to stay relevant, to stay in the spotlight? You know, is he going a lot of speaking, you know, engagements like Barack Obama is and, you know, all over the place? Or is he just somebody, I can't see him kind of disappearing.
He could go windsurfing like Barack Obama does in Hawaii with a shirt
off. They were upset about that one.
He can't disappear because he can't hide behind a tree.
Maybe at 11:45 today, he's going to finally pardon the Tiger King. Last move in last official move in office.
A walk-off pardon. Because he already had 143 total?
Yeah. Wiggy's happy about the Lil Wayne pardon.
Lil Wayne, yeah. Kodak Black.
What did Kodak Black do?
He was another one. I think it was like gun. Yeah, like he was indicted on like, you know, gun charges or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if it's...
Was that a Kim Kardashian request?
No, I don't think that's a Kim Kardashian request. She doesn't do really the hip-hop artists, though. She kind of stays... She does just the regular people that are incarcerated. I wonder if he goes for the R. Kelly.
I don't think that.
No, not the R. Kelly?
That's still a little hot.
Okay, all right.
You don't want to touch that one.
So stay away from maybe Bobby Shmurda.
How come... this is a good question. How come the Obamas can do their Netflix producing deal if they're not allowed to work?
Well, you can write a book. You know, it's
limited to certain things that you can do. Like, it's not like you can't. It's not that you can't work. You can't have certain jobs or certain occupations.
Oh, because of conflict of interest or something like that.
Hold on one second.
Probably security issues.
Right.
I would
exactly
bet.
Like you're not working at the mall at a Cinnabon. Oh, look, it's Trump working at Orange Julius. That's ironic.
Right. You don't want that with strawberries.
Honestly, I think Trump would love working in a mall. All those fast food options.
Oh, he'd be psyched.
You want a venti or a grande?
It's called a medium. It's the same thing as a medium. Don't worry about it, Mr. Hill. I get you.
The other night I had Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not the worst thing in the world.
One of the biggest mysteries in life is whether the venti is the extra large or the grande. I can never remember that.
I don't go to Starbucks.
Pretentious way to have things. Like, just call it a large. Yeah.
I just go in there and order a large. Like, I mean, they seem to know.
A venti, sir?
Yeah. I went in there and
a Trenta.
The drive-thru the other day, it was like, yeah, my wife wants a medium. And they were like, oh, that's the
grande.
And then it's called tall and small, right?
Short, tall, grande,
right,
venti.
So I was like, just
give me a medium.
Yeah, give me a medium.
Medium coffee.
But I don't really go to Starbucks that much.
You know?
Can you imagine if Greg had to order dip in Italian? How do you say sleeve?
No, you're not allowed to buy dip in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts anymore.
You gotta go to New Hampshire.
Oh, man. Starbucks all across the globe are so happy today. Big day.
Absolutely. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, trending now brought to you by KM Small Batch Bacon. It's the best you've never had until now. Interesting day for Philip Rivers to announce his retirement, given all that's going on. But
yeah,
he did that, 17 years and out. Obviously, Breeze is expected to retire. There was a report of that from Jay Glazer over the weekend. So Brady just continues, as Curtis mentioned, to press on with the old guard departing except for him. And we think Boomer told us yesterday, new contract in the offseason.
Well, it was interesting because Boomer said for salary cap reasons that give him an extension. And so there may be an additional year thrown
on
there.
He thinks one. I think it's going to be multiple.
You think it's a couple years?
Yeah, because we still know, or at least I believe he still wants to play for a few more years. And he's not going to another organization.
Okay, but do you think it's dependent? Let's say that he does get to the Super Bowl. Let's say that they win the Super Bowl. Is that not a perfect opportunity for him to step away and call it a career?
In fact, Giselle may have like an agreement. If you win another one, you're out.
No, yeah, that's not. See, I don't buy that, right? Because he's won six, so the number all of a sudden is seven.
Well, did he say he wanted to win two more before? Was that before
during Tom versus Time? He may have said something about that.
I think that was in the lead up to the Butler Super Bowl. But yeah, I think that I would want him to retire if he wins the Super Bowl. And Charlie Weiss, if you recall, told us that he believed that if Tom Brady won the Super Bowl that he would call it a career. But I feel like with him, I don't know what he's going to do the rest of his life
that
will bring him the same joy that he gets from football.
I feel the same way about you. If he retires, what will you do with the rest of your life?
Probably start drinking.
And the love that he has for playing the game, and he knows he could still compete at that level. That's the reason why he's not retiring until he knows I can't do it anymore.
Wiggy, wouldn't you say that that's the vast majority of the people you played with, that they had to be hurt or told that they can't play, and very few guys just walk away?
I would say most, but there are a lot of guys that get to the point and they still could play and they just like, you know what? I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to meet. I don't want to do none of that stuff. I don't mind playing in the games, my body. Brady, it seems like all that stuff, and Curtis, you're right about this. What else is going to give him that same satisfaction? Like, I'm nowhere near as, you know, maniacal. And damn,
maliacal.
What is it? What's the word?
It's an upset Melania.
Maniacal.
Maniacal?
Maniacal, right? And so
you're calling him a maniac?
Like, but he is in his way of how he thinks. And I miss the game. I would give anything to play again. So when you're at the end of it and you know this is what I love to do and mm-hmm. I'm willing to put that time in, you're not just going to walk away when you know you still got gas left in the tank.
Texters point out Roethlisberger still around from the 04 draft class. Rivers is gone. Larry Fitzgerald from that class as well. Quick aside, Greg, did you have a walk-off song at WAAF after 28 years?
Yes, I played. What was the last song? I played a Bruce song.
Was it Bruce? Okay.
So predictable.
It was
better than YMCA.
Bobby Jean.
Oh, beautiful.
No, Billy Jean's a great song.
No, Bobby Jean. Bobby Jean,
you boob.
You knew he was going to do that.
You weirdo.
Billy Jean.
Bobby Jean.
It's not better than Billy Jean.
Good we can choice. Do that as a rejoin.
Let's do it. Right. Celtics Sixers tonight at 7 at Wells Fargo. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
That's it right there, Ken Laird. To answer your question, the final song that we played on the old show at the late, great WAAF. Danielle, I always get questions about LB. Have you had a check-in call, a well-being check with Lyndon Byers?
Spoke with Lyndon last week.
Yes.
Via text. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Let me pull this little bad boy up. Lyndon is spelled with an N in the front, Danielle.
Google it.
The Byers family will love you forever. You're an angel. Just keep being you. Wilster's comfy from his cousins on birthday 11-0, and his South Shore Kings are ranked 91st in the country. Go Wilster.
Oh.
Okay, I'm being that dad. When can I take you to Capitol Grill? Ooh. You, me, and Scotto.
Oh, wow. All right. So. All right. LB's son is a goalie, I believe.
I think, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Not a fighter.
She's a hockey player, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
Cool.
I built this organization.
I never, ever, ever in all of my time broadcasting thought that I would say this, but I miss working with LB.
You do? You miss LB?
I, well,
you
I miss him.
Hadn't met me and Curtis, though.
Exactly.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
Tim,
what's
a?
Going on?
Listen, we all know that Tom Brady is like one of the most competitive athletes that we've seen in sports, period.
Mm-hmm.
He's always looking for the next one. This year's next one was to win a Super Bowl without Belichick. And even if he does that and wins this year with Tampa Bay, there's no way he is going to retire when he has a chance to beat Bill and the Patriots next year. Mm-hmm. So that'll give him all 32 teams like Peyton Manning. No way Tom Brady retires, win or not win the Super Bowl.
Huh. I think he, when it comes to the temptation, mm-hmm. if he wins it this year,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's going to be very tempting to call it
he
a career.
He has six Super Bowls.
It's going to be very tempting to go out as a Super Bowl winner.
Why didn't he go out
Why
did
he do it last time?
Right.
Then?
Because he wanted to go and prove that it was him and more than it was Bill. Mm. So he had that in the back of his head that's what he wanted to do.
Now he's going to go out on the high note all of a sudden.
Right. And we all believe that he would have been back here if Bill gave him more money and if that worked out. So the fact that he thought like, all right, I'm going to go win without Bill, I don't think he was thinking that far ahead that he was going to be playing for another organization. Mm-hmm. This is what this guy loves to do, man. That's it. It's not that difficult. There's no, like, you know, hidden agenda, hidden message. He loves playing. He loves competing at this. He loves football, and he takes care of himself. He's like, you think about a lot of these guys, right? Larry Fitzgerald just retired. You know, Phillip Rivers. Like, these guys will have a steak. They'll have some barbecue, a burger. Like, Brady's doing none of that.
He's going to have strawberries.
Yeah, he's doing none of that stuff. Like, I mean, this is what the guy loves to do, and this is all he knows. What else is he going to do if he's not playing football that's going to bring him the same type of competitiveness?
Validation.
Well, no, yeah. He seems to like the business stuff. Like, he likes the TB12 stuff. They want to make that an international wellness brand.
But, Greg, when Brady played, so last weekend, it was a 22 share, I think, nationally on the Fox broadcast. That is 3.5 hours of free advertising in everybody's living room that would cost maybe $1 billion to actually purchase that airtime.
Good point, Curtis.
So he's able to use his body to sell his product.
What do you think is more important to him? Playing till a certain age or winning a certain number of Super Bowls?
I think he doesn't think like you or I think.
Right.
Because I view it as when I'm always worried about everything. And if I got a 7th Super Bowl, I'd say, okay, I don't want to do something next year that takes the shine off of this year. But he doesn't view himself that way. He has such unbreakable faith in his own ability to accomplish things that have never been accomplished that he doesn't think of it using that logic. He just doesn't.
Nah, and he loved representing the New England Patriots. I received a text message from Nancy Brady.
You did?
A response to something she had sent me earlier in the season when I had been perhaps criticizing Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that he loved it. Capital L-O-V-E-D. Loved.
Yeah, loved it until the weapons disappeared and he decided to go for greener pastures. And that's the thing. He won't keep playing, Greg, if he doesn't have assurance that the team's going to be good. 30 free agents, if Godwin leaves and 3 members of the front 7 on D and they win a Super Bowl, I think he's gone. He won't show up and be embarrassed.
Ken, don't you think it's more about if the team and the organization is willing to replace those guys? If they're willing to spend...
Well, right, but do they have cap space to do it?
There's always a way around it, right? You can always get around it. And he's going to have Mike Evans back. You can figure out, you know, whether or not Gronk comes back. So there's always a way around those things and to put him in a position where he has good talent. You know, he has really, really good talent around him. Just the love for the game, man. I think that's the thing that a lot of people... You know, it's like if you love to do something, right? You're passionate about what you do. You know, I don't know how you feel about the radio, right? If this is what you love to do and this is your passion.
I'm passionate.
Look at him.
About
he fought
radio.
To get back in there when he was on quarantine, Wiggy. But like, he loves it.
I mean, Greg is passionate about Hollandaise.
That's true.
If you weren't on the radio, what else would you do that would bring you that same type of enjoyment and love to your life?
All you can eat buffets.
I'm not risking some kind of an injury that affects the enjoyment of my life.
Puppygate.
For
but
later
he's
on.
Not thinking about that. Like, I know, athletes but don't think about point, that. No athlete thinks.
His wife does. She already brought up the concussions. That's a great point, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great point. I mean, at some point, look at Gronk. I mean, that's why Gronk retired.
But nobody thinks
and then
like
came
that.
Back because he missed it so much. But he was tired of the back stuff.
And you don't think about that. You let your kid play football?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't think about that. Like, if you really felt that way and it was like, oh, if you're thinking about... No, like, athletes don't think that way. They just go out there.
No, if he wins this Super Bowl...
Yep.
In Tampa...
Yep.
And he's got 7...
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, nobody is ever going to get there...
Right.
At the position...
Yep.
And then he sits there and thinks, all right, I'm 43, 40, 44, whatever he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I step out on that field, I am risking some kind of an injury that's going to make my life, the rest, whatever I have left,
but he don't,
harder. You have to weigh that as a
right,
factor.
I would weigh it if he thought like that, but he thinks like, I take care of myself. I'm a machine. You know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about now. I just won one more Tampa Bay. I'm thinking that, can I do it again? Or, you know, I'm on my the best Super Bowl for me is the next Super Bowl.
But Greg, also, Wiggy, is the point that Brady is making right now is that he's still great. He's still the greatest of all time. How quickly this season, after a year ago, people said it was over. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. No debate. It took Patrick Mahomes one Super Bowl and a good start to the season for people already saying he's going to be better than Brady. And that fuels Brady as much as anything else. He wants to finish that he is so far away from anybody else that his stats and his record will never be touched.
Well, I guarantee you, if they were to get in, he wants it to be against the Chiefs. I mean, don't you think he would prefer that matchup? Head to head,
he's like 30-2 against the Bills. I think he'd rather play the Bills.
Oh, but he wants to. I mean, I would think he, you know, being a competitor, he wants to beat him.
How incredible would that be? Beat Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes back to back to back to win a Super Bowl.
And he did take a jab at Mahomes once, didn't he? About throwing like behind his body or something. He mocked sort of the way that people rave about Mahomes and his no look passing.
That's
out there.
He's, what, 43 now, so he just finished up his 43-year-old season. He's got 44, 45, 46, 47. He plays 3-4 more years easy.
I mean.
Because when you look at his performance, right, physically, what is he lacking physically that makes you go, okay, this guy doesn't have anything left in the tank?
Nothing really.
Right. And unless there's some type of major surgery that he has to have after the season that we don't know about.
He had some deep ball issues during the year. He's bounced back a little bit.
But what I'm saying is when you look at him physically, there's no like, you know, unless the season's over and all of a sudden, well, he has to have shoulder surgery or, you know, we find out there's like something major. When you look at him, and that's why I think the TB12 method is something that by him playing, he's able to go, look at me. I'm 46 years old, and I'm still one of the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League.
This is Jim. Jim, what's up?
All right. I got someone to end the Belichick-Brady debate.
Yeah.
First of all, Belichick, smell a check. Like, every time that guy puts out a defense, that stuff smells out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
We got to make a T-shirt.
Why was Malcolm Butler benched? Why do we have to get rid of Logan Mankins? Why do we have to get rid of Mike Vrabel? Why are all these other, why does he push these guys out? Why is the cap so, well, the cap isn't screwed up, but why the team is not good right now? Who has he been drafting for the past 6 years? Okay, fine. We got Gunnar Olszewski. He can return punts. Whoop-de-doo. Like, really, what is going on with this team? I want you to explain it. It's Ben Brady.
They're retooling. I mean,
Jim just got himself a new show at the station.
We're bringing up Logan Mankins and Mike Vrabel. What are we doing?
That's why this offseason is going to be so critical for Belichick, because if he doesn't, you know, turn things around in the sense of bringing guys in there, every call is going to be like, what are you doing, Bill?
Linda's going to comment on your Instagram, Wiggy.
Yep. Yeah,
he is going to need to be maniacal about the draft. This is.
Got to be maniacal, man.
This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Jerry.
So Tom has established, I think, that he is the greatest of all time, at least to this point in history. Yes?
Yep.
And that's something that can only be done over time. Do you think that there is a ranking, a yearly ranking of quarterback position, for example, the top 10? Is he in the top 10 right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the lower half of the top 10?
I think he was ninth of like QBR, quarterback rating, passer rating.
Okay. Is there a rating where he says, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be ranked below 15th. I don't want to be the 20th best quarterback in the league.
Well, that's the thing that you risk.
That's an individual ranking.
But you risk going out in people's last memory of you being a not-so-great season. That's why I'm... And again, we're speculating about what goes on in the guy's head. None of us have any idea.
Well, but, right? Well, think back to this, Greg. When he threw that pick six at the end of the first half in Super Bowl 51, the entire nation said, oh, my God, why did Brady come back? He's ruining his career. He's getting killed on national television.
Yeah. But let's say they win it all this year.
Right.
Doesn't he have to consider that coming back and not achieving that next year not making the playoffs next year is the way in which everybody's going to remember him?
Yeah, but he doesn't look at it like that. See, that's the difference. He doesn't look at it and go, oh, next season we might not be as good, and how are people going to look at me if we're not as good? Like, he always thinks that if he's the quarterback, he can get this team to where they need to be.
Right.
And so he don't look at it like that.
He also thinks he's the only guy that's allowed to high-five the refs.
That is true. But for him, it's more about, I'm telling you, it's more about the love of the game. That's all it is. It's no more than that. He's talked about it before. He loves the game. There's nothing else in this world that gives him the joy and satisfaction like playing football. And as a former player, I understand what he's saying, and we all wish we could do it as long as Tom Brady. Most of us do, but unfortunately, for whatever reasons that is, we're not able to do it. But he's the guy that's in a position where he's proven that he can't do it. That's why he's not going anywhere.
Well, like here's a 786 text that says, do you think Drew Brees wanted to go out the way he went out?
Of course not.
No.
But they don't view it that way. And one quick note, because Ken loves to just say lies about Tom Brady. On the Greg Hill Show, I don't know if you've heard of it, Ken, Tom Brady discussed Patrick Mahomes. No left-hand passes or no-look passes yet, but I'm working on those. They might be a part of my repertoire this year. It was
right.
That's
it was,
his comment.
That was a jab. He brought it up unsolicited. It was not about Mahomes, and it was a little jab at all this attention going on to the no-look pass.
I know
guy.
You've never heard of the show he was on, but you might want to get it correct.
I remember the quote, and it was a definite shot. And by the way, Greg, another factor, the trip to Foxborough next year. Brady may fear that and want to avoid it.
Ooh. Oh, you think he's afraid of that?
Yeah.
Afraid of playing that Patriots team next
Imagine if he comes and gets embarrassed
season.
Here in the other jersey and gets booed off the field.
Wow.
Well, think Where about, is this alternate universe you reside in, Ken?
But think about that matchup, though. Think about the pressure on both of them. Brady goes out there. If he throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns, what do you think the narrative towards Bill Belichick is as a defensive coach?
What is Linda going to say about it on social media? Right.
Well, I actually just saw a report that they're going to do a mega cast that night on ESPN, and Linda and Giselle are going to both be in the booth.
Yes.
And think about if Bill goes out there and completely shuts Brady down, where he has less than 200 yards, two interceptions, and you're like,
yeah, that decides it.
Oh man, that's
that regular season game. That's the deciding
that's
factor.
Gonna be,
right
that's
there.
Gonna be a fun game.
All right. We have got to take a break. Reminder that Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins will join us tomorrow morning. B's home opener tomorrow night. So we'll talk to him sometime, I'm guessing around 9 o'clock. We'll be back with today's crossover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.